Right now, though, here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio, we're going to do something very, very special. And that is, we're going to talk about Christmas Angelicus, which is a New England tradition. It's coming to our immediate area, a couple of different locations, on Friday, December 15th at St. Michael's Church in Litchfield. Then on Saturday the 16th at Trinity Episcopal Church in Torrington, and really local right here in Salisbury, Connecticut, Sunday, December 17th at 4 o'clock, Chorus Angelicus and Gaudiamus. And of course, we will be speaking right now with the director, Gabriel LaFau. Gabriel, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Marshall.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. This has really become a traditional event. I can remember when you used to do it in just a couple of places, but you're doing it in a lot of different places now, at, right here in our local area. For the people that aren't really understanding, who consists of the chorus and who are the singers and the performers?
Well, Chorus Angelicus is basically a children's choir, but it has a little bit of a twist. It's a choral school. We teach younger ones, the children, to learn how to sing with a vocal, you know, with a proper vocal technique. They hail from towns all over Northwest Connecticut, but we are based in Torrington, out of Trinity Episcopal Church, that has been our place of residence for probably the last 20 years. And when it's come to when the time comes to give the concerts out, we invite some semi-professional adults. The choir is called Gaudiamus. Let's rejoice in Latin, right? Gaudiamus. And the tenors and basses and sopranos and altos of Gaudiamus join the children. So that creates a very special group of all ages on stage. And I think that's pretty much the defining quality or the staple quality of Chorus Angelicus, which is something you don't see often. So we usually offer concerts all year round in the fall, and one of our most well loved series is the Christmas Angelicus concerts that are coming right now at Christmas time.
You know what's great about this Christmas Angelicus concert? You do have uplifting and spiritual and seasonal music, but it is all interwoven again with some great readings that are serious, that are uplifting, that are downright fun. As a matter of fact, I think that really helps weave it into an incredible, incredible presentation.
Well, exactly. Thank you so much for the kind words. It's certainly a very interesting show. It feeds from the story of Christmas, which, you know, as we all know, and no matter what religion you practice or what you believe in, you know, it's the life story of birth. Christmas makes us happy because it's like babies coming to the world. We always get happy when there's a new member of the family and when we have our own kids. And so I think that kind of resonates with all of us. So when you tell the story of Christmas, you're basically telling, you know, of the joy of birth, of new life, and the contrast of doing it in the midst of winter, which is when exactly we see nature showing us the opposite, which is, you know, the death of the kind of dying before the rebirth. I think there's something mystical about that. And again, sometimes I regret a little bit that the title Christmas seems to be discriminatory to other religions or people of other beliefs, but I do think that the message of this time of the year is kind of universal, and I do believe in that power of you know, birth in the middle of nature showing us the opposite outside. We open our windows and the trees are bare and there's snow laying on the ground, and everything seems to be in that, you know, in that dormant state, and suddenly you're celebrating life. And I also think it's no coincidence. I think that since times immemorial, probably people have been celebrating on purpose when they needed to remind themselves that no, there is rebirth. This is going to stop, you know. And that message is so beautiful and has been captured by so many composers of different times and musical eras in such telling ways that we have the typical Christmas shows all over the place, and we feed from the tradition of, you know, the British choirs and England in lessons and carols. And in response a little bit to that tradition, we invite people to join us during the during the concert singing different traditional carols.
Now, if people want to get tickets, I know they can get them online, which is chorusangelicus.com, and then you go to event and tickets. Are tickets also going to be available at the door at these events?
Tickets are definitely available at the door at the different events. This year, we are thrilled to try a new location in Collinsville. That's on Friday, December 22nd, the beautiful Congregational Church in Collinsville. And they have a beautiful space, a beautiful sanctuary with a remarkable organ, a tracker organ. So we are really very excited to go there this year. And like you said, the tickets are available online. That's probably the best way to get them. Some of the locations tend to get packed, and so we do recommend our audience to try to get tickets in advance by either going online or by simply calling our office. All the information is on chorusangelicus.com.
We are speaking with Gabriel Afau, who is the director. And what's interesting about this, how long do you prepare for this for the Christmas Angelicus presentations?
We start preparing at what we call our summer camp with the children. And summer camp happens right when classes begin in September. We go usually to one of the local camps in either Litchfield County or southern Massachusetts and with the kids for an entire weekend. And we start preparing the Christmas music then. There's always a little bit of a contrast when, kids are right back from school with all the different kind of energy and saying, are we really singing Christmas music? But we take this concert very seriously. And I love to always choose the selections very early in the year, make sure that I have them. I share them with the actor John McDonough, which is our narrator. He has been doing this since the beginning of the concert 27 years ago. And then we come up with a plan, kind of an aesthetic plan to follow. To each Christmas Angelicus has a different flavor. Last year it was the rose, the image of a rose. This year is going to be a little more on the French style. We are singing a very beautiful piece by Francis Poulenc, the French composer, Litanies à la Vierge Noire, the Litanies to the Black Virgin. So each year we kind of center the theme of the Christmas Angelicus based on different elements from the history of music.
Well, once again, immediately locally, Friday, December 15th in Litchfield, the 16th in Torrington, and then on the 17th, which is Sunday, in Salisbury, tickets are available online very simply by going to chorusangelicus.com/event tickets. T-O-O, and you can get your tickets online. And happy Thanksgiving and also happy holiday season, Gabriel, and much luck with this beautiful presentation.
Marshall, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time and the opportunity to share, Christmas Angelicus with everyone, and I hope to see you and many of you at our concerts.
All right. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
That is Christmas Angelicus. Once again, chorusangelicus.com on the web.